Flamte. So Shlofanois may chutzah the chutzah b'chalamet. You can't, the person can't move. You can't move from one chutzah to another chutzah. You want to move your houses, you know, move your furniture, and switch homes during chalamet. So the sefalif. In mafanin mechutzah the chutzah, a person cannot switch homes, move his items from one home to another home. If it's different chatzeris within the same chatzer is mutter, but from a different one chatzer to another is aser. Feel mikur l'noah. Even if you're moving from a unpleasant home into a nicer home, you can then argue that there's an element of tzarcha moyed. It's moving to a nice house, better home would be covered yomtiv. Even so, Chazal did not allow it. Mr. Burr points out because of tircha. Because of the tircha involved. Well, the fanus dirosev, the fanus kalov, a person can't move home. So the Mr. Burr takes out the vav, means we're saying you're not doing it neither for the purpose of switching homes, or below the fanus kalov, shalem tzarcha moed, or to move kalim specifically, which are not tzarcha moed. So if I need to carry a large item from house A to my home because I need it in my house, that'd be mutter. Because that would be tzarcha moed. Koshkin hagov, koshkin joser, lahasiya mamoin, I mean, earlier. You can't just send your money from one city to another city. But from one home to another home in the same chotzer is permitted. Okay. If you have to go out through into the Rishus Rabim, which thereby it becomes a public matter, so that is going to be usur. Now, what about a situation? Vim ein habatim psuchim lechotzer el lamavi. The house, instead of opening up into a chotzer and moving from one house to another house in the same chotzer, moving from one house to another house in the same mavi without going into a chotzer. Yeshavim shemi bayis the bayis hasamach loy mutter. So, to moving from one home to another home within the same mavi, which right next to it is going to be permitted. Okay, hagoa. If the reason why you're moving is because you have concerns of potential for geneva in the chotzer that you're in, what's the feeling of chotzer? The chotzer hamish tamer. You can move from this chotzer to another chotzer, which is a safe chotzer. That'll be mutter because that's like a davar ha'oved. There's a potential for loss, and davar ha'oved is mutter. I feel me year to year, but davar ha'oved shor. That's mutter not only from one chotzer to another chotzer. But even from city to city, you'd be allowed to do that. If the city which we're in is not safe, and I want to take a cholamite, I want to take my items and move to a different city where the situation is safer, that would be mutzer, because that's davar ha'ovid. Okay. Mishabur has cut an olive, and mefanin, mishum tircha. So this over here is tircha. Now, we've seen this issue of tircha a few times already. We'll come up again and again. There's a gemara which is mashma, a few gemaras which are mashma. There's one gemara which is pretty explicit in my katan that the ikur iser of cholamoid is defined based on tircha. So as opposed to on Shabbos or Yom Tov, we have the lamas as malachas. When I come to cholamoid and I want to figure out what malachas are also malachas are mutter, so the defining element of that decision of Chazal was up to the chacham to decide. The defining element of the decision was based on tircha. Something which would be a problem with tircha, chazal aser. Now it's interesting over here that we don't mention over here that the problem over here is it's a hoitzah. Right? Carrying from one, as Mishnah Berurah said, the case is derech v'shuzah rabim. He's going from one chotzer to the shuzah rabim, through the shuzah rabim to the next chotzer. So you can't do that. So he doesn't mention hoitzah, because there seems to be a big machoikas. Whether the malach of Hitzah is relevant in Cholamoid. So that would have, you know, the applications of that or is carrying anything which is tzarech hamoed is mutter. If I have items in my pocket which have no tzarech hamoed and I have no plan to use them in chol hamoed, just happen to be in my pocket. So am I mechuyev to empty out my pockets in chol hamoed? Well, business of hitzor in chol hamoed, so I would have a chiyuv to empty out my pockets before I go outside, unless it's something which I potentially might be able to use. If there's no business of hitzor in chol hamoed, so then no, I'm not mechuyev to. So we'll see from the Mishnah Berurah in Tafkut Lamed Vav, the Bir Halacha over here is Mashi Hil. There is an Isser of Hitzor on Chol Hamoed. If it's Tzarech Hamoed, it's Mutter, but there is an Isser of Hitzor. But there's the Mashi Dishah brings over here that there is a Meiri, which says explicitly that the Hitzor does not apply on Chol Hamoed. This Hitzor does not apply on Chol Hamoed. So, and there's a Chazanish also, which the Chazanish in his Sefer indicates he holds that Hitzor doesn't apply on Chol Hamoed. However, Halacha Lamaisa, he personally was machmer on it, but you know, but he said in his Sefer that he holds that there is not an Isser of Hitzor on Chol Hamoed. Yeah.
You can correct me if this is wrong, this is what I was told, but I remember being told when I was, you know, first getting into things, there was a comparison made, you know, on Shabbos, you know, that one could move furniture around their entire apartment all Shabbos if they wanted to, you know, but that doesn't define malacha, so, but that's separate than tircha, that's still a problem if you're moving.
A person should not be moving around furniture this whole Shabbos. It's not malacha,
right?
But it's a lesser. Either it's also mirabbanan al tircha on Shabbos, which is lack of either lack of covered Shabbos or it's a weak type of action. Actually, there's a Ramban. Ramban says that besides the isser of lois asa kol malacha, there's a mitzvah say of Shabbos son, which is to be shvois. So he says, why is it that when Chazal refer to all, when we talk about these terms, Rabbanon on Shabbos, referred to as Shusim, or Shvois. What is, they're the Rabbanons, you know. Like all Shas, we use the word Rabbanons. All it was on Shabbos, Shusim. Like, what's the Lashon? He says, they're not really the Rabbanons in a certain sense. He says, there's a mitzvah say of Shabboson, there's a mitzvah say that to make Shabbos a day of rest, so many of the Rabbanons which Chazal introduced were Chazal's way of creating a Shabbos atmosphere. And really, so they are fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shabboson, and so he calls them like a me'ena deraisa, in that sense. So that's why they're referred to as shusim. So there is definitely a mitzvah say on Shabbos for a person to. So mashal, there's a tshuvas chasam sefer. Chasam sefer talks about if a person would want to go. What was his case? His case was riding the train. He says he holds that even though you're not doing any malacha involved in riding the train, etc., but you're not in a situation of rest where a person was, you know, comfort, etc., that goes under the Isser of Shabbos. So, because we're riding a bicycle on Shabbos, even in a case where there's no malacha of Hitzor involved, maybe there's an Isser of Shabbos. So, Mitzvah Shabbos. So, there is definitely some other besides that. But it could be the din of Tircha and Chol Hamoed, maybe he's even more chomer in the sense that this is what. The defining element of the idea of Chol Hamoed was to create a time where you're not, we don't want you being involved in, otherwise it ends up the whole purpose of Chol Hamoed is wasted. So Tircha would become the defining element in Chol Hamoed in a certain way, even more than Shabbos. But in general, that phrase, you know, that example is to explain the concept of Malacha. It's not creative work. It doesn't mean that there isn't some element of Shabbos that it shouldn't be done. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry on that.
Okay, I was worried about it. I mean, one example you as much as the Chazal talked about even the exercising on Shabbos, running on Shabbos. Chazal said a person shouldn't run on Shabbos. There's no malach involved in running on Shabbos. Okay, mechatzah lechatzah, simple cotton bays. Derech rishus rabim. You can't go carry from one. You can't move out of one home into another home through the transporting the items through the Rishus HaRabim. So, first of all, because that becomes public. But however, the the Shulchan Aruch said from one home to another home within the same chatzar is permitted. If I want to switch homes from house A to house B in the chatzar, that's fine. Now, what about the following scenario? It's two homes and two different chatzaris, but I do not need to go to the Rishus Rabban to get there. Right? There's a doorway between the two chatzaris. So I can go straight from chatzar A into chatzar B without going through the Rishus Rabban. See, so that's if the argument is because it's mefursim, so in Cain, im yesh pesach ben shtei chatzeres, if there's a doorway between the two chatzeres, mutter lefanus means other side, if you derech kam chatzeres mutter. Since as long as you don't go out into the Rishus HaRabim where there's the major flow of traffic, you're basically staying within the chatzeros, even if there's a doorway from chatzer to B, to C, to D, and you move your item, you're switching homes, and you're moving out of your house in chatzer A into a home in chatzer D, you're going through B and C in the middle, and then to D, that'll be mutzer, as long as you don't go through Rishus HaRabim. So they asked Tircha in conjunction with the fact that it's done in a public fashion. Okay. Vilafanas.
When you pass 3, 4, 5, 6 neighbors on the way, that's not mefursim. I don't see that.
It's not as mefursim as going through Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim, you have hundreds of people. This you have your few neighbors.
Well, the same logic, you can say, if you live in a small town, you can do it. If you live in a big city, you can't do it. It's a different degree of publicity.
Theoretically, you have a very small area. When he says Rishus HaRabim, I'm assuming, I'm not sure what he means Rishus HaRabim, or he means a bona fide halachic Rishus HaRabim, or he just means the main thoroughfare, but if he means a bona fide Derech Rishus HaRabim, so Eilech HaNami, a small town probably is mutter anyway, because probably not a bona fide Derech Rishus HaRabim. Now, I don't think this is the same criteria as the Ferhesti, which we said in the previous Simon. That was anything which is done where people see it is a problem. This over here, he's using a language of Mephorsim, which it's more of if it's becoming publicized, as opposed to Ferhesti, which means that people know about it. Ferhesti, and let's say, certain areas, Ferhesti means 10 people. Within a Kiddush Hashem, a person that's asked to do an Aveira for Hestia. Over there, it's 10 people. So I don't think we're not talking about that, those numbers over here. The truth is, the Kiddush is the Hetter, really, because if the Isser is because of Tircha, so the argument being within one chatzar, I understand, because the amount of Tircha from one house to another house in the same chatzar, there's a minimal amount of Tircha. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to point it out. Within the same chatzah, the tircha is less, and it's not you're not making this public, display of we're moving, Chol HaMoed is for moving trucks, type of a thing. But from one chatzah to another chatzah, the tircha might be significant, especially with through many chatzeres. So the reason for the tekana and some of the criteria of the tekana itself sometimes don't fit perfectly. It's what's going to end up being. Gimel.
What about moving trucks publicly? Not allowed.
Not allowed, right. Lelefanus. So the gears of the Shulchan Aruch was vil with a vav. So Chlorim, the correct gears, he's just dealing with the language issue over here, is lelefanus, without the vav. That's a grah. If you look at the original print of the Shulchan Aruch, which is printed when the Shulchan Aruch, when the Rishikar was still alive, in that version there's no vav. So it's not a new case. It's a clarification of the previous case. It says don't do it, not this way or not that way. Not where we're reading is don't do this and don't do that. And don't do that. Well, the problem is what's interesting this, that, and that. They're all the same thing. So the vav is problematic. So that's a language issue which Mr. Burr deals with sometimes. Okay. So you can't switch homes. You can't even move kalim. So if I'm not switching any homes, but my refrigerator went out, and you have an extra refrigerator. So I want to go to your house and take this big dolly, moving and put the refrigerator on the dolly and step it over to my house. So he said, you can't do it unless it's Tzarech HaMoed. Something which would be obvious people while you're doing it. So that would be mutter, even though it's going to be done in a public way. So if people see me schlepping an old fridge through the streets, they'll say, why is he doing that? Well, he's getting rid of his junk. Stop or not, they'll probably say, he needs a refrigerator. Right? Well, it's a refrigerator, obviously, it's a tzarech hamayit. So that would be mutter. However, to move from one home to another home in the same chotzer is mutter. By so chotzer, hey, the lekatir chakulihai. It's not a significant amount of effort. And the vegam hubitzin. It's also not public. Even if the other home doesn't belong to him, it belongs to somebody else. But that's where you're moving to. That's where you're moving to. Let's say you have to go through a mavoi. So the way their cities were built, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the standard way the cities were built was, we had basically two main highways, two main thoroughfares that ran through the city. One went north-south, and one went east-west, approximately. Off of those main roads, and there was a town square in the middle where people would gather, etc. Off of those main roads, there was Mavuos, which was the side streets. Off of the side streets, there might be what's called, there was courtyards, and there was homes situated around a courtyard. You'd have five or six homes around the courtyard. Then that courtyard would open into the mavi, into the side streets, which would then lead you to the main thoroughfares. So in a situation where the door, your homes open directly into the mavi, there is no chotzer. So within the chutz, it's within the courtyard, so it's not a major. It's not really made for traffic at all. It's just these five families, six families, use the chutz for their. They would use the chutz for part of their needs. Some places they would have the oven in the chutz, or they would have it. Some places, old chutzers in Yerushalayim, and the old parts of the kitchen was outside. The oven was outside, and a few families would share the oven outside in the front. So. It wasn't made for traffic. It was made for people there. So that was still called Betzina. But now my house opens straight into the Mavui. It's a side street, but it's a street. It's made for traffic. And there's another house further down the Mavui. Also, was open straight into the Mavui. So what am I allowed to do in that situation? Is that like going through Shizurab, or going through a Chotzer? So he said, the Bais is Samach Levov Mutzer. If it's the house next door, it's Mutzer. Since it's just going from one house to the next, even though it's going through the mob, it's also called Betzina. Sina meaning privately. If it's going to be further down the mob, that's already considered something which is done in a public way, and that's going to be prohibited. The Bach is inclined to say even the house next door, person should not move switches items to. Excuse me, can't be a grua, but said the hakma bazab, him lo shu be mobi shenem foolish. The grua says it depends. If it's a mobi which is not open at both ends, only open at one end, which means it's a cul-de-sac. So that the traffic is much less, and that's much more of a situation of being sinna, private than a mavi which is open at both ends, and there's traffic coming through from which is Rabbim A to which is Rabbim B through the side street. So that's a lot more traffic than this dead end mavi. It's just only used by the people of that mavi itself and nobody else. So that he's more inclined to say is mutter. Okay. Bays. Aesthetically, I think I actually had this shalah halacha l'maisa one time. Yes, the matirim lefanas michatzah shel acher lechatzah shaloy afilu minoa lekura. I'm moving out a rented property into my own home. So there's a certain simcha that a person has of living in their own home, and therefore that there's some people say that simcha therefore overrides the iser of tircha, etc. It adds to your simcha's yomtiv, and it's mutter to do in cholamoid. Even if the previous property is no'eh, it's nice, and the present property is not as nice, but there's still the overriding simcha of living in your own place overtakes that change in the venue being is not as nice, because but still it's yours. So there's an opinion which says that's mutter. Now when the Shulchan Aruch writes the Lashon of Yesh Matirim like this, he doesn't bring anybody who argues. So what's the Lashon of Yesh Matirim? You know, if you say two opinions, they say some say this, some say that. So I want to say I want to point out that there's two opinions. Over here, I say the some say it's okay, and doesn't say anybody argues. What he means is that even though nobody argues, that this concept is only presented in one opinion. So what's that about? The Bavli has no mention of this one way or the other. The Yerushalmi mentions such an idea. So the Rosh suggests that since the Bavli, the Yerushalmi says it's mutter, and the Bavli, Talmud Bavli, doesn't say yay or nay, we'll assume that the Talmud Bavli agrees to it. So he presents it as such because he only found it in one sheet. So even though he believes it's true, that's why he's bringing it, nobody argues on it, but he only found the one sheet, he'll present it as a yesh armim or yesh materim or something of that sort. But halach halach lemaisa would be assumed that that's the halacha, because he hasn't brought anybody who argues. L'chatzah shaloi zayin, the simcha l'adam shia dor b'shaloi. There's a certain simcha a person has to live in his own home. Okay. The funnest kelim b'chotzer shaloi in lahakal. However, that's living in your own home. But let's say I have a chotzer which is my chotzer, and so I have some items which are in your chotzer. So I'd rather have the items in my chotzer than your chotzer. That doesn't generate this type of simcha, and that would not be permitted, unless it was tzarech hamoed. I needed them were back in my chotzer. Now. But the Afkabah has been said that we only permitted in this scenario going from non-ownership to ownership. What about the following situation? Other cases of benefit. Before he was living in a one-room situation. And now, he got his own home. He's renting it. Moving out of one room, which I'm living with somebody in somebody else's home, sharing the area with that person, into moving into my own rental home, definitely more pleasant, but doesn't have the same level of simcha as when it became, you purchased the property yourself. So that they did not permit. Because the Shulchan Aruch said before, in Sef Aleph, that which you allow you can't move from one home to another, is even if the older home was ku'ura, which means unpleasant, and the new property is noah, it's nice, still osur. So this is the same thing as that. Miu, however, imdir rishon ahoya bein ha'akum, the first place he was living was not in a Jewish neighborhood. He was living amongst the goyim, and now he has an opportunity to move to amongst the Jews. So you have all the benefit of living amongst the Jews, etc. And you have, whether it's the benefit of the services which are there, or the safety, whatever it is. So yesh lahat al fira ois enei hamara. So you can be mad to that under the decision of the merim, which means the poisik, according to the vision of the eyes of as the Dayan sees fit, as the Rav sees fit. In the Moshav Dirshu over here, that they bring that and we could argue nowadays, he brings from a Deborah Sina Rav that moving nowadays is much more of an affair than it was in their times. I just give you a little bit of perspective. The Amora says the following. The Amora Bobaster says, let's say I contract with somebody to build me a home, and I do not give specifics. So the Amora says, we agreed upon a minimal amount, and that's the amount. By definition, right, contract to build a home, there's a minimal size that you must build, and then you fulfill your contract of a home. So the Amora goes through and says that, let's say the contract to build a trochlin. So I contract with you, you're going to build a trochlin. Trochlin is a palace. You built a palace for me. So how big is how big was their picture of a palace? You know, so picture of their palace was 10 amas by 12 amas, one floor, 10 amas by 12 amas. So that's 20 feet by 24 feet. My house is bigger than that. My house has two floors. So that was their picture of a palace. So a house is 8 by 10. 8 amas, so 16 feet by 20 feet. That's a house. That was like that's like the minimum. That's when they say a house. That's what they meant, or 8 by 8. I think even 8 by 10. I think it is. Right. So how much in one floor? So how much stuff do you think they had in there already? Right. You know. So yeah, it was one. Each member of the family put one thing on their back and they went. Nowadays, moving a house from one house to another house, it's a whole day affair. So the Debrei Sanhedrin said that's awesome. It's not going to have, even though it's Mibayis, the Bayis of Sechotzer, the Tirchon valve is tremendous, and he would not see that that's going to be Mutter Bezman. Is that the Dur Cholam Moedis? And that's the Minig nowadays. Now, the only thing he says, in a situation where, let's say, there's a Hefsed Gadol, right? It's a person that he has to be out by, you know, so the month ends during Cholam Moed, you know, the April 30th, let's say, this year, it's not like that, but April 30th comes out to be Cholam Moed Pesach. You have to pay a whole other month of rent on the property, or plus a knas because you didn't get out in time. You know, if you don't move by that time, and it wasn't able to move beforehand because the other place wasn't ready. You know, you have this way, which was not. So then it would be mutter to do that because of it. He just adds that since there is an element of insult to the covenant of Yom Tov, the Chol HaMoed, but doing so, he should really mention to the people why he's doing it. He should explain why he's doing it. The Chofetz Chaim says in a few places where you're doing something which is really Temur L'Rabim, which is strange what you're doing. Let's say it's the case. We don't really live this way, but becomes the passing Isser Heter on meat issues, treifas and stuff like that. So there's certain cases where normally the Pesach is Osir, but Erev Shabbos, the Tzarech Shabbos, they didn't have their food available. They wouldn't have time to prepare the food, the Shechet, etc. They'd be Matur, Al Tzkovet Shabbos. You'd be Semech on the opinion which holds it's permitted. Even normally you wouldn't do that. But the Shulchan Aruch over there says, the Shulchan Aruch says that you need in that situation to publicize why you're Pasking like that. People shouldn't draw the conclusion that this is normally a type of Pesach which is Mutter. You have to publicize. You're doing this because, right? So the Chofetz Chaim draws a parallel to that to the Lashon Hara, certain cases Lashon Hara and Mutter, right? So you have a situation where normally I get up and say, Rabbi, Lashon Hara is terrible, Mutter. And by the way, you know what your uncle did? You know, so they, what's going on? So you have to explain why you're allowed to say that, you know, why the situation is Mutter. So over here also, he says that really a person, you know, would need to publicize, explain, why am I doing this, you know? You know, when the neighbors, as you're moving, you say, neighbors, you know, listen, I had no choice. The rabbi said it was mutter because it was never of it. You know, you need to explain why you're doing it. Otherwise, like, what are you doing? You're moving your house at a cholamor. Like, what's your problem? They actually had a mice like this once. They had a paskin. It was a mutter to move. So they had to move cholamor. Okay.
Is never of it according to an objective standard, or according to your ability to pay individually?
So in general, you know, Hesed Merubah and Davar Ovid is usually there's a Piskei Tshuva which says in Hilchas in Yeridaya. Don't ask me the same right now. It'll come back to me. I think it's Sani Gimel, if I recall correctly. That depends on the individual person. It's also relevant on Shabbos because in Shabbos you have certain cases that shoes to shoes, when Malcolm Hefsed is mutter. Right, so you're allowed to tell a guy to do with Rabbanon, in the case where there would be lost. So the person would assume that would mean, so Marshall, I had a situation, turning off electric lights, you know, is the Rabbanon, because the Malach of turning it on is making a fire, turning it off is extinguishing. We pass extinguishing is always a Malach of Genesis Lagufa, unless you're making carbon, you're making a charcoal, right? The mission in Bamimalikin, you say Friday night. Neshos Apechim, you're making the charcoal, which then lights better the next time. So there's some direct benefit out of it. Otherwise, you're just taking something away. It's a lochazen tzichel gufa. Well, you don't have that when you turn off an electric light. So turning off electric light is the rabbanon. Turning on is the raisa. You know, an incandescent bulb which has a filament which is burning. It's a malacha deraisa. You're making a fire. The glowing metal is considered making a ash, but taking away is the rabbanon. So a situation: a person left his car lights on, and the car is where the lights go off automatically. So it's going to burn the whole Shabbos, and the Shabbos is going to need a new battery. Right? New battery costs $60, $70, $80. So you might tell a goy to turn it off. It's the rabbanon or the rabbanon. Malcolm has it. So I, you know, when I got married, it says, picture this: my rent for my two bedroom apartment was $240 a month, and that was my paycheck. My paycheck was $240 a month, right? $60 was a week's worth of pay. So the guy came to me one Friday night. You know, remember the Carl came to me and said, you know, I left my lights on. What can I do? I said, you can tell a guy to put it off. You know, like, right, for you it's to have some maruba. Now, I wouldn't pass it to have some maruba for a guy who's making $60,000 a year. That's $60 and not a have some maruba. For a guy in Carlo, which is his paycheck is $60 a week, yeah, that's a have some maruba. You know, so it definitely depends on the person. When I left Carlo, my paycheck was $240 a month and my rent was $480 a month, but that's besides the point. Okay. Tavkuf Lamed Vav. Kol Tzarcha Behema Mutter Lasses B'Cholam Vayit. So you're allowed to take care of the needs of dealing with your animals. Okay, so what's interesting about this halacha, not so much of dealing with animals, it gives you some insight into what are considered valid Cholam Vayit needs. And we discussed this before also. Misha Tzarcha Lircha B'Moyit. Person needs to ride on his animal. Let's hayel to go for a teal, just to go for a trip. He has some need for yomtiv. He has to go get something for yomtiv, etc. Lo nisil alechas b'raglav. He's not accustomed to going by foot, so he can't say go by foot instead. So he needs to ride his animal to do this. Need. What I mean, need. The second scenario is he's needing. There's something that he needs. They need flour for in the town. They ran out of flour, and his wife wants to make challahs for the second day. It's no problem. Next town over, they have flour. So I want to ride to the next town on my horse and get flour. Okay, right? That's well. The first case is Latiul. I want to go for a ride. Why? Because I want to go for a ride. I want to go for just enjoy my for enjoy, the quintessential Cholomoy trip. You know.
Is this Tiul to a destination, or it's just?
I want to go. I want to go. I've always wanted to see, you know, the ruins in Petra and Jordan. Okay, so right now, actually, the Bir Locha says Meretzil Chutz Loretz doesn't have this hetter because you're not supposed to leave Meretzil Chutz Loretz unless you have a valid need. The Tiyul is not a valid need. But you know, if I'm living in Washington D.C. and I want to drive down to Richmond, that's why I want to see Richmond. Right, that's a valid need. So I'm allowed to ride in the animal. So Yochel Nitzel Tzeporni Asus, I'm allowed to cut the animal's fingernails, which is a malacha involved. Cutting fingernails is a malacha. Ulasakein, now the gears we have here is Barago. The Shabur says the correct lashon should be Barzila, which is the metal, it's part of the wires which attach everything together, the bridle and stuff like that. Ukuf and the saddle, the resin and the bit. Everything you need for riding, you're allowed to fix. You can't intentionally leave that to be done a cholamoid. You can't decide before. You shouldn't intentionally direct. So, you know, before I'll take care of the cholamoid. Take care of it for yomtiv. No, I'll take care of it for yomtiv. That you can't do. Okay, so these are considered a valid need, not only to ride. No, riding is not deraisa. Even if you said there's an issue for an animal doing work on cholamoid, carrying a person is not malacha, because we have a concept called chayno sesatzmai. So on a deraisa level, an animal carrying a person is not called doing a malacha. Because a live being lightens his load to the point that it's not considered. If I would carry a person on Shabbos, it's Rosh Hashanah. If a Jew would carry a person to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, if he's not chayiv, because chayiv says that the living being lifts himself up. However, if the person that he's carrying is ill and cannot walk on his own, or it's a baby which cannot walk on its own, or it's an elderly person which cannot walk, then he's chayiv. But stop a person who's able to walk. So it's not a malacha. But the chiddush over here is not only you're allowed to ride, but you're allowed to do the tzarchei rechiva, which is fixing the saddle with those malachas, the rices. This is a valid yomtiv need, and therefore you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to malacha, call them for the tzarchei yomtiv. Hagov, what the lyric of the mitre, fill him ear to ear, fill him bechinim. This is even to the extent you're allowed to go from one city to the next. Even though you're not getting any benefit out of it, the bechinim, it's for free. It's mutter. Bechin nogu. But if the person's going not for the purpose of there's a tzarech or the tayel or because he's getting enjoyment out of it, he's getting used to riding the animal. Why? Because he's getting used to it. So there's no real need of there one way or the other. That's not a yumptive need. I want to go visit one of my friends. That's a yumptive need. I want to go. I need to get out there and get a. Go take a walk in the forest or ride in the forest. I'm riding because I want to get used to sitting in the saddle. I'm allowed to ride, but I'm not allowed to fix tzarchei rechiva for that purpose. I'm not going to allow you to do the malachas of preparing the horseshoes and all those different things that would be necessary that you can't do. Let's hold it here. So we're going to pick up on Monday, Mes Hashem, from the Mishnah Berurah. Okay.
I missed
it. If it's not a real
Yomtiv need. So Yomtiv need being defined either because you needed something for Yomtiv or because the Tayel, which means that's also called a Yomtiv need to go for a Tiyul. We'll talk about the rest of it.